In Philadelphia this afternoon, archaeologists will show off what they've dug up near Independence Hall, including an ice house that George Washington used as a model for a similar structure built at Mount Vernon. The dig is part of a larger archaeological survey that began 8 months ago. From member station WHYY, Martin Wells reports.
10 feet below street level in downtown Philadelphia lie the remnants of over 300 years of American history. The four-block-long city park, known as Independence Mall, has been torn apart, with mounds of earth, crumbling red brick foundations, and stone-lined wells and privy shafts testifying to lives once lived there.
What you're looking at right now is the remains of Block 3 after it has been excavated completely, both archaeologically and with some of the machine excavations, removing the fill and the soil in order to create an underground parking facility beneath the new National Constitution Center.
Dr. Thomas Crist is the project's head archaeologist. He says the original 17th century houses were destroyed when the city of Philadelphia decided to bulldoze the area 50 years ago to make a park. The foundations left behind were covered with topsoil. What lies beneath, says Crist, is the best preserved colonial archaeological find in urban America.
The preservation of the rear yards and the side yards was unprecedented in this area, and that's what makes the block so exciting in terms of its colonial history, because we actually have sealed in place the 18th century remains of the very people that were walking around here as the Constitution was being debated and written, and while all the other things were going on here in the late 18th century.
At that time, Philadelphia was the seat of government and the center of colonial commerce. Tall ships plied the Delaware River with supplies, which were carried inland by wagon and coach. But historians had no idea how diverse the population was. What archaeologists were surprised to discover is that Philadelphia was not just made up of white European colonists. This area of the city was also home to free African Americans and Native Americans living on the same block next to physicians and university professors.
I'm not sure they were living in harmony, although I'm sure some folks were. But we certainly do know that we have a very wide mix of people of all ethnic backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and sort of affluence levels living in early American Philadelphia.
Archaeologist Doug Mooney displays some of the over 1 million artifacts found at the site.
What we have here are glass trade beads. This is a fragment of what is possibly a gorget. This Native American artifact would have been worn as sort of an amulet across the chest. These are portions of slate pencils, parts of a bone comb. These are glass.
Along with showing the diversity of early America, the artifacts also tell the story of how a fledgling nation interacted with the rest of the world. Joe Torsella is the president of the National Constitution Center. He says Philadelphia was a national and international crossroads during colonial times.
So what we find there has much more significance than it would otherwise be the case, because it tells us so much, not just about Philadelphia per se, but about the patterns of visitation and trade and so forth and so on that were happening here.
Those patterns will be studied further by historians who will use the artifacts along with the written record to flesh out their understanding of colonial times. Archaeologist Thomas Crist says they hope to learn more about the eating habits, consumer choices, the daily routines, the quality of life, and the relationships of the earliest Americans. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Philadelphia.